Hey guys, welcome to the next episode of Go Hack Yourself with Carly Marie. I'm doing another book review for you, and I am reading one of the most important books I've read, and it's called The Queen's Code. It's by Alison A. Armstrong, and it's actually the second book in a series. The first is called Keys to the Kingdom. There's a bunch of books actually by Alison. But Keys to the Kingdom and The Queen's Code go together. I read The Queen's Code first and then I read Keys to the Kingdom. You don't really have to read them in order, but I read them backwards, which was fine. The Queen's Code is the one I really want to talk about. I loved both of them for different reasons, and they really helped me to understand men and to make a lot of sense around why my marriage ended, and also to help me to bring a lot more wisdom into how I relate with my lover now. It's even actually taught me a lot about my son. I think anyone who is the mother of boys or have men has men in her life should definitely check this book out. So the tagline for this book is Crack the Code on Men, and Alison talks a lot around sort of understanding men. This book helped me to see and appreciate and love the beautiful magic that is in the way that masculine core beings are wired and how they relate with feminine core beings. I tried to find a section to read to you, but the thing is that all of the little lessons throughout this book are so tied together that I couldn't find a section that would make sense without you reading another section. It's a little bit of a choose your own adventure, so you're going to have to take my word on this. It's not available on audiobooks, unfortunately, so you will have to read it with your eyes. But it is something really cool about The Queen's Code and also Keys to the Kingdom is that it's written as fiction, which is just like The Magician's Way, another book that I've reviewed on here. And I love that it's written as fiction because it feels like you're just kind of chilling out with a story, right? Just getting caught up in a story. And it's not written like a typical novel where there's, you know, this big peak to the the storyline where it's you're worried about what's going to happen with the characters. It's more like it just takes you on this really beautiful journey. And I devoured it really quickly. Keys to the Kingdom is on Audible, on audiobooks. So I listened to that one, but I read The Queen's Code, and I'm glad that I did, because now with my favorite books, I like to have the paper copy because I treat them a bit like oracle cards. So I will just randomly open a page and read a page and go, oh, okay, thank you. That's what I needed to know today. And Queen's Code is a good one for that. It takes you through a lot of, I suppose, I don't want to say rules, but principles, a lot of principles about masculine core beings. It obviously uses the word men, but ultimately it's talking about masculine core beings. I've just flicked to a page here and it says, to a man, nothing is worth doing, but much is worth providing. And it talks a lot about the natural, innate desires and tendencies that are in men and how we often misinterpret them as women to be something that's bad, when in fact it's completely glorious and they are wired to love us and take care of us in such beautiful ways. And I can't highly recommend it enough, really. I don't know what else to say about the book, other than it's completely changed the way that I think about men. Because though it's fiction, everything that's in there rings true for me. It was very confronting. I want to say this. It was very confronting for me and my strong feminist beliefs. It asked me to look at some of the beliefs that I had. And I encourage you, if you find it challenging like that, and I still hold my feminist beliefs, right? I just had to figure out where these teachings sat alongside those beliefs. And if you find it confronting as you read it, I ask you to push through and continue to read it. And even if you just think of it as it's fiction, it's a story, read it anyway, because I think you'll find that there are some things in there that just feel so true and so real. And I might read you a little bit from the back, I suppose, because it might help to make sense of what I'm talking about. But the back of the book says, "The long-standing war between the sexes is a stuff of legend in TV ads, sitcoms, and chick flicks everywhere. We've all seen the images, the long-suffering woman and the clueless, insensitive man. But what if it's all a misunderstanding?" Then it talks about the story. "She learns the language of heroes and transforms how she relates to men, and so will you. Whether you're in love with men or frustrated by them or both, the Queen's Code creates a new ethic and approach for interacting with men in a way that honours both sexes. From 8 distinct points of view, you'll get an intimate look inside the hearts and minds of both men and women as we struggle to understand ourselves and not others, ourselves and each other." It's one of the things that it's done for me is to be careful about my language and to speak to my partner in different ways that have such a more positive effect on him. Even just simply, there are sort of, there's the hero's language that they talk about, the language of heroes, and how there are certain words that will really connect with a man and how we can listen to them and get them to listen to us and just take our communication to whole new levels. Whenever I hear a woman say, "Oh, I've got 2 kids, but really 3, because, you know, my husband, you know, he's just a big kid and I have to look after him." And I hear now, after reading this book, I hear things like that, and it kind of makes me cringe a little bit, because my lover doesn't need me to mother him. And that's not hot, right? And since reading this book, I've become really fascinated about the concept of masculine and feminine energies. And I've really immersed in the teachings of Julie Tenner, who you'll find online. You'll find her on Facebook or Instagram. And I love her courses. She has a course called Queen School, where she really dives into some of these principles, but from a really beautiful kind of a bit of a spiritual flavor, which I really love. And through that, I've really learned about the concept of this polarity and this kind of arc between the masculine and the feminine, and how we sort of move along this spectrum. And as I move into my masculine energy, it's going to push my partner into his feminine energy, because the masculine is so responsive to the feminine, and we have so much more power than we think. And if we are unhappy with how our masculine core partner is being or behaving or not ticking our boxes, then we have so much more power than I ever realized to do something about that. And it took me out of a place of, he's not doing what I want and I'm the victim of that, into, holy crap, I'm the most powerful goddamn force ever, and I can completely shift the dynamic between us. And it's been completely extraordinary for me. So highly recommend going and having a look at the Queen's Code, as well as Keys to the Kingdom. Keys to the Kingdom was really cool for me in that it taught me about the different stages that boys go through up to men, and, you know, going from knights to princes to kings to elders, and how each, you know, we talk about midlife crisis and we can kind of tease men for going through this shift, when it's actually a very natural and beautiful thing that they kind of go through. And Keys to the Kingdom really took me through that. So for anyone with sons or masculine core offspring, I really do highly recommend Keys to the Kingdom as well. So there you go. That's my little review, Alison A. Armstrong. When you search, you'll find it. It's hot pink with a white love heart on the top, on the front, with a crown on top of that. It can be a little bit tricky to find, and it can be really expensive on some websites. So do a bit of Googling. I think I got mine from lulu.com or something like that. It was a bit of a random site I had to get it from. I think you can also get it directly from Alison's website, which I think is Understanding Men. I'm going to be interviewing Alison actually on my Facebook page, so definitely come and find me there. So if you are reading the book and you want to come and ask Alison some live questions. I will be interviewing her next month. So come find me on Facebook. Just search Carly Marie and you'll find my page. And I'll see you there. I look forward to making you the next episode. Thanks, guys.